You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR and get twice the RAM on checkout. Also, customers that purchase one this weekend, if you buy any Mobius laptop with two drive bays, which is the VS or TL model, you will get a 750 hard drive in the second bay for free.
750 gigabytes?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
It is a lot. Customers who buy...
Let's buy one.
Okay, an NT or ES Mobius will be upgraded to a 750 gigabyte drive for free. This applies to all orders received Friday through Sunday this weekend at Doghouse Systems at DoghouseNetwork.com. All right,
or DoghouseSystems.com. Laptops came with two.
Not all of them do. Yours did.
Oh yeah, it's my. Can we erase that from the?
Nope. All right. Hello and welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. This is the podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. My name is Merrick.
I'm stupid idiot girl.
No, you're not.
Golden Star.
And what'd you do this week?
The Dumbs this week tackled a tier three six-man skirmish. We did the Prancing Pony. We got pwned in the face because like some abysmal wrath or primordial wrath, some sort of
wrath.
Is it a wrath or a wraith? It's one of those, like, you know...
I think they're wraths.
Discombobulated. It's got no front, no back. Like, smoky fog gem thing. I don't know what else to say. Anyway, pretty much it just exploded us to death. We all got exploded everywhere. And then it killed the second watcher. Got exploded. And so we failed. And we just couldn't figure them out. So, you know... And I saw a pine leaf today, and I did not ask him about this. I am a bad dumb. Because I was like, we're all just sitting there going, what does pine leaf have to say about this? We need to figure out what pine leaf says to do. Anyway, we didn't get disheartened. We just started up the three-tier, six-man of Prancing Pony again and crossed our fingers that guy didn't show up again. And he didn't. And so we have for the first time ever completed a tier three skirmish together.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was it's the only tier three skirmish I've ever done ever. So it was not just a first for the dumbs. It was a personal first. So that was exciting. I also have just earlier today, actually, I was in Bree. And so I went up to the horse farm, and the one quest that I've been waiting for the Descendant, you know, they had the Rohan exclusive content if you bought the Legendary Edition, and part of that was to do a bunch of quests for a horse up in the horse farm, and I've been waiting for one quest to show up, and then I just kind of stopped looking because I got bored and saw something shiny and walked away, and so I was in Bree, and I said, I'll just go... head up there and see. He had the quest I was looking for. I was looking for the something something in the Lone Lands, and did that quest, and I now have gotten the title. It was something funny. Destined for Rohan.
Nice.
My new title, even though I've been there for quite a while now, and I have that Warsteed Healy skill now. I don't even remember what it's called, but... yeah, I have it. And we'll see if I remember to use it. So anyway, it only took me... how long has that quest line been out? Since the pre-order, at least.
A long time.
I'm on top of things.
I haven't even done it, so...
But anyway... I don't have the horse cloak, though, because you have to do the quest 60 times. And we talked about last week about how I just don't do dailies.
Right.
So that's not happening. I'm not going to get a horse cloak. Maybe someday. Well, I wander back up there. I'd have to do it 15 more times because you get two quests a day. And I think I'm at 30 out of 60. So. Oh, and final news. We talked about you, your captain, and my runekeeper kind of pairing up and doing stuff.
Right.
So I logged her in, and I took her to Bree, and I went to the vault, and I made her a new outfit.
Excellent.
Yes. And it's kind of roguish. It's kind of, it's not, but it's adventurer type. But if it's her, because, you know, a lot of my characters are reluctant to leave towns, where the roomkeeper is all about adventure. So she's got very sensible, like, top, and she's got pants on, none of this roby nonsense. And,
none of this roby nonsense. Roby being a word.
You understood what I meant, right?
So, right, yeah, I know.
So it is officially an English word because it has context and meaning. But, So then I went to Mirkwood because you told me you were in Mirkwood. I have not done anything in Mirkwood. So I went to Mirkwood and I got through that staging area where you have to do like the first sort of set of quests.
Right.
And then finished that part of the, it's epic, I think. I think it's an epilogue.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
For the epic, I finished that part so that I'm in Mirkwood proper now.
Excellent. So what level are you?
I think like 63. Three, I think.
Okay. Okay, so we're both actually on par. All right, so your next goal is to get to the Haunted Inn, then.
Oh, good. I'm having problems because I don't know how to play the RuneKeeper anymore. I'm seriously smashing buttons, and I was killing things with like two buttons because I'm like, I know what these two buttons do. I'm like a level two noob. I've got two buttons. I've got two attack buttons, and I'm going to attack you with them.
Well, I can come help.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, I remember now. I had like the whole thing set up to like, this is my bar of fire spells. This is my bar of lightning spells. So I figured out that I had more than two attacks.
Well, we could do some skirmishes. If you want to try and figure things out.
No, it'll be fine. I died several times just trying to get through that Mirkwood intro because I didn't know what the crap I was doing.
Okay. But you figured it out?
No. I'm not even close to being like self...
Okay.
...reliant. But if I have to get to the Haunted Inn, I can walk there. Do I have to do the quest?
We could just go to Enidwythe if you wanted to.
I could just walk to the Haunted Inn. Can I get the quest if I just walk to the Haunted Inn?
I don't know. I think you might be able to. I would assume that there are quests that you could just pick up there.
Should I follow the epic?
See, that's kind of why. Maybe you want to just do the epic and we can meet in the middle.
Okay, I'm not sure what I did. Like I said, I did the prologue early stuff to get off. Thing. I don't know where I am right now, honestly. I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I was so focused on just like getting into the regular Mirkwood.
Right.
That's. I mean, that was. I was. You were lucky I remembered that far because I never go to Mirkwood. If the Dumbs hadn't recently gone there, you would have been like, oh, come to the Haunted Inn. Oh, no, I cannot. I am in a different instance from you entirely.
I'm sorry. I do not know that. What is this inn that you speak of? I know not what it is. So, you pretty much nailed what I did. I played my captain a little bit. I really didn't do that much.
What level is your captain?
63, actually.
Oh, wow. It's like we designed it.
Perfectly.
I'm really looking forward to you summoning me everywhere. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I am glad that is what I bring to the table for you. I'm glad that this is... That's the whole thing that you get out of the whole, you know. That's
well,
like,
and you have flags. And I think you have buffs. So you can summon me, you can put down flags and be like, this is where the RuneKeeper is exploding things. Everybody stay out of this perimeter.
So it's not like playing with me or having fun. It's the fact that you get buffs and I have Healy things and...
Oh, I have Healy things too. But we're going to work as a team. It's going to be good. It's just going to be a reverse team. Because instead of like me just tagging along and throwing you a heal every once in a while. And then the rest of the time like being like, dude, have you seen this flower over here? This flower is awesome. You can do that. Or maybe I just won't kill stuff. And I'll still be looking at dead flowers at the haunted inn. Then you'd be like, can you please like rain down some smite over here?
I hope this goes well.
That'll be fun.
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I did. I didn't do very much. I just, I played on the captain, and I haven't decided if I'm going to really get him, you know, anything as far as, like, an outfit. I'm thinking I might just
get... You said last week you were going to.
Well, I am, but what I think I'm going to do is when he gets 65, I'll get him the new armor set, or the Dolgolder.
That is not cosmetics.
Sorry. But it cosmetically, it looks all right.
Okay.
I don't know. What did they do with the 65 OD set? Did they get rid of it? Did they just scale to 85? I went to look at the...
How would I know? I don't get armor. it is now chartreuse, which I learned is a color of green. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was a color of green.
Yeah, I learned that in a training class the other day where I was making a chart and I picked chartreuse. I guess I pictured it as like a pinky purple. It's not.
It's like a pinky purple?
It's a shade of green. Like a bright green.
Okay.
At least it was in this program. They could be wrong. Anyway.
Cool. All right, so I guess we'll head into Town Crier.
Okay.
And now, the Town Crier.
Well, this week is Fashion Week.
Hooray.
Not much really going on. I mean, there's a lot of player events.
Their focus, Turbine's focus this time around is completely on the player events, although I don't think they've done a great job of advertising it. I don't mean to complain, but they have given these players prizes to give away. Some of them have turbine points, some of them have Perlino steed codes and stuff like that. But like the problem is like one of the stuff was started on Monday and they're just like, oh yeah, Fashion Week is this week, here's this thing that's gonna happen. And then later, I think on Tuesday, they posted some of the events, and some of the events don't have where it starts. Some of the events a couple of events are just like, they don't have a time listed, they don't have a location listed. You know it's on this server somewhere, and that's about all you know. So it looks like it lacks some kind of organization, overall oversight, slightly. but there are events going on. I've tried my best to capture them, but like I said, it was kind of haphazard here. I got them out of the player event forums, and then later they did post it on the site, but some of them didn't have links, so I couldn't get any more information about it. I'll stop complaining about it. So if you look at our list that I put on our site, I've listed it by server. So if you, they usually just kind of list it by date, which makes sense for them. Like, this is happening on this date and we have to give them turbine codes for that. But for a player, I want to know what's happening on my server, or the servers where I have characters so that I can participate in some of the events. Some of the events are cool enough that you might want to roll a character, but you might want to see if like newbie characters are allowed as well. But, yeah, it's Fashion Week is this week. There is a lot of player events available, and there is a screenshot contest, but my computer will not bring that information up. So I'm staring at a blank screen. I'm getting really sick of Evernote, just so you know. Evernote is on my poop list.
Okay, screenshot contest is open until Monday, March the 18th. You are allowed to submit screenshots for prizes up to 500 turbine points. Each user can enter a single one of the four categories twice. Most fashionable kinship, fashion in motion, professionally minded, and formal extravagance. But you could also win one of your entry if it could be your entry could also win one of the two community award categories, which is Fashionista's Choice and Fan Favorite.
Yeah, they've got the Fashionista Choice, so they have like Hymne and Starry Mantle voting for those. So those are, you know, fashion bloggers. They should know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah, they usually do. They are very good at what they do.
So the screenshot contest is until Monday, and the player events are going through this weekend at least.
Yes, until the 18th. Okay. All right, so there's also a community update hosted by Rick Sapiens. He is talking about...
You're talking like Rick Sapiens is his name.
Rick Sapiens. Yes, he has no...
Sapiens is his last name.
So yeah, Sapiens is his name. Rick Sapiens. I don't get any further. He has erased his... No, see, now you told me his last name. Now I've got to go find where he lives. And all right.
I think he posts that. I mean, it's not a secret. He posts that.
Yeah, I know he does.
In his signature, I think.
So he talked about Fashion Week, the upcoming developer Twitter chat, which a date was set for March 21st. And the upcoming Bull Roar Took Day.
That will be tomorrow.
That will be tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday, 3/17.
I don't think they do anything in game, do they?
Well, isn't that when they do like...
They just do screenshot contests.
Well, is that not when you do like the walking, the drunken walking on the fence?
No, that's Spring Festival.
Oh.
I think they usually try to tie Spring Festival with this.
Yeah, because didn't you like get bowler hats?
Because the Spring Festival, you can also get like, yeah, like you said, a clover bowler hat. You can get like a patch of clovers.
It's basically St. Patrick's Day, right? I mean, come on, Bostonites, right? I mean, I'm not crazy here. So, yeah, usually it's about the same time because there's always...
Maybe they'll just turn on the fence walk. Maybe I'm misremembering it, but I'm pretty sure that stuff is part of Spring Festival.
No, because I think you're right, because also there's a lot of the drinking and stuff, and usually everybody's got like the green stuff on and the green outfits that come along with
it. Well, then yeah, we usually get our spring outfit usually has like a clover on it or something, usually. At least I have some in my vault that I was looking at when I was making my Runekeeper outfit.
All right. Well, one of the other cool things that they did is they have a green screen technology going on, so they had some nice in-game backgrounds going on, which was very cool. And they are...
He's talking about the update, community update.
Yeah,
video.
That's part of the community update. So they're asking if you have like some screenshots that you like, you know, submit them and they'll, you know, probably, they might show up on the background, which I think would be cool. Sounds cool to me.
If Rick is going to be, like, there, I wonder if we can get, like, I don't know, like a captain or something about to hit him with a hauberk or something behind him.
That would be cool.
Like, rah!
All right. If you submit a screenshot, it must be a photo bomb of some kind.
That would be fun.
Making faces and doing stuff behind Rick. That's what you got to do. All right, speaking of the LOTRO developer Twitter chat, it is going to be on March 21st. Aaron Rowan Campbell is going to be there. Derek Filippo, who is a design director. Matt Horstev Zamidi is returning, and he is a lead system designer. Budgeford is making an appearance. She is a content designer. Awesome content designer. Matt Scary Crow, I did an awesome job, and Bree World Builder is going to be there.
And that's his full name.
That's right. Evan Verizel. Associate systems designer, does classes, items, mounted combat. You can ask the hard-hitting questions about mounted combat. And, of course, Rick Sapiens Heaton is going to be there.
Rick Sapiens will also be present.
Yes, community manager, never heard of the man. All right.
Do we have the date, the time? We have the date.
But it is 3 p.m. Eastern. That is what I remember.
It is not in your post.
I apologize. However, you can...
You are fired.
It's fine. You can go read the announcement post at where it has the time. And at the same time, you can post a question here. We suggest that if you have longer questions, that you post them in this thread that we will have a link to. And just so they can
not in
filter
our
it out.
In our thread in the forums.
Yes, in the forum.
You post
thread.
Them on our site. Nobody's gonna read them.
Nobody reads that stuff.
Maybe I will, and then I'll be sure like, will. "That would be a great question. You should have sent that to her."
Of course, you can also ask questions during the Twitter chat using the hashtag Lotro and hashtag DevChat.
You think that's accurate? I think last time they dropped the DevChat. They just used Lotro last time.
That is what it says in the post.
Okay, so the post says both. Okay.
However,
maybe they went back to it because it was a failure.
Because of all the technical difficulties that they had last time, I heavily suggest if you have a question you want to be answered, put it in their official thread. Do it now. Stop.
Why? They answered a lot of questions from
I know,
list.
But I'm just saying that's the best way to make sure that your question gets answered.
No,
I
it's think. The best way that your question gets seen, not answered. You cannot guarantee any way. That you put it. That
yeah,
your question
I'm.
Will be answered.
I'm going to guarantee that it's going to be answered. I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to be answered.
Then you
at all.
Are a dum dum.
I can answer it with a. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that help? No.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm helpful.
I'm really not. Now you guys know why.
Welcome to my world.
It's a sad place, y'all. But I say stuff like y'all, and I make up for it.
Sad place, y'all.
All right, and last but not least, there is another screenshot contest going on.
Yeah, we have two
on.
Screenshot contests going on.
I don't know
on.
Why.
They like screenshots. This one, though, is more restricted. It's a Bull Roar Took Day screenshot contest. They usually do this, and they usually do the same kind of thing where it's like turbine points and forum titles and stuff, but this time they're giving away The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey on Blu-ray. Because of this prize, and I'm guessing all kinds of legality with like WB and everything, it is limited to US folks only.
Because you know the WB doesn't have a presence outside of the US.
Well, I'm sure it has to do with taxes and, you know, there's a limit on all this stuff. And, you know, I'm sure shipping is not a big deal for them. They're a big corporation. They can, you know, DVDs are small. But yeah, so it is limited to the US. You have to be 13 years old. Or older, and you have to have an active Lotro active Lotro account, which if you didn't, I don't know how you were going to get screenshots anyway. And you have to be a US resident. And this screenshot contest is going until the 22nd.
23rd. No, I'm kidding. It's 22nd. I'm not being very good at this, am I?
No, you're not funny. You're just confusing.
Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
They have categories for this one as well. Wearing of the Green, Orc Foes, Life in the Shire, or The Brewmasters, which is a group screenshot. But only one person's going to get that DVD, that Blu-ray, just so you know. And it said it's a Blu-ray. I don't know. Like the picture says, own it on Blu-ray combo pack or HD digital download March 19th. But I think that's just an advertisement banner because when I looked in the rules, it says that they will receive a Blu-ray. Just so you know.
And I'm confusing?
I didn't write that.
Okay. And let's see. In Developer Bytes.
We have received our charity goods.
Do you want to go on about this? Or you want
back
to leave
in October,
it at this?
Turbine did a Extra Life charity drive for Miracle Children's Miracle Network, correct?
Yes.
It's been a while. And Sapiens did promise that if you donated, I think it was specifically to him, for that charity during their drive, he would be giving us forum titles and Perlino steeds and stuff. That stuff has finally arrived, so you should check your mailbox. You should receive an email. I think it actually says Sapiens in the subject line, if I remember correctly. Because I got one. They did go out, and I did get my titles. I got the Wise and the Social, I think.
Yes.
My titles. And I applied those, and they work just fine. The keys worked just fine. So, but anyway, those have gone out by email, and it's going to be by the email address that you, like, signed up with the Turbine account stuff with.
Correct.
So, go check that out. Check in your spam folders and junk folders and all that stuff. And if you don't, you need to email Sapience, not Turbine, because this was done through them.
Correct. And, all right, you don't want to say anything else?
Is there anything else?
No, okay. Also, the Fashion Maven will not be making a return this week or this year.
Or maybe never.
Or, yeah, ever again.
I don't know. I'm making that up. This time of year during the Fashion Week, there's usually a Fashion Maven, which is a dev that walks around, probably invisible.
Color!
And I don't know that for certain, but it's a large suspicion that it was Clover. That they would notice outfits that they liked or they disliked, and they gave, you know, the fashionable or the unfashionable or whatever titles. And I think the eyesore one actually came with like a sack you put over your head, like a cosmetic. So the Fashion Maven is not showing up this fashion week. She's come down with a terrible cold, Celestrata says. So she is
not going to make it.
Not going to make it. So don't look for her.
Which is unfortunate.
You can't find her anyway. I think they're invisible. And I never really put much stock in that anyway, just because you had to be, like, the world is huge. You had to be where that invisible dev was looking.
Right. And on that server.
Right. Well, I'm sure that they worked all over, you know.
Yeah, and there were plenty of people. There is the upside where people will not be hanging around Bree trying to attract the attention of the Fashion Maven all day. And I know
that people did that.
Yeah, some people did that. I'm not making it.
Like, I stood in Brie all day waiting for someone to notice me.
And I always felt bad about that.
You should have done something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Also, on March 23rd and March 24th, PAX East is going to be going on. The account support phone lines will be closed, because many of the Turbine employees are gamers and they want to go to this huge gaming convention.
Well, and PAX East is in Boston's backyard. Like, this is where Turbine employees, like, live and work.
So, exactly.
It is, like, in their hometown, so they want to attend, and they'll be there, some in official capacity, some just as regular Joes like you and me. Also, I did read on the forums that Turbine will not have a booth at PAX East, but they will be around and in force. Probably, if there's a WB booth, look there. Probably. It's the best bet.
All right, there will also be no PAX ponies for attendees. However, they say
there'll be no PAX ponies, period.
PAX ponies, period.
But okay. There's going to be a special something for attendees only.
Yes.
So you have to go to PAX East to get their special whatever. There's not, because they gave us like Cremello codes and Perlino Steed codes in the past. And it would just be like a card. And then, you know, your friend would grab five of them and give you one. You know, your one friend that went to PAX would be like, I need like five of these for my friends.
Right.
And he would hand them out to his friends, so that even if you didn't make it to PAX, you could have the code. And that's going to be different this year. They're giving away something that apparently is, I'm guessing it must be physical, that you don't, it's in a code for the game.
Yeah, it has to be. All right. And into store news. Weekly store sale starting March 15th, 2013. What was this one all based on?
This was a content sale.
Ooh, I like content.
Yeah. Well, like quest pack.
All right, so the free sample of the week is a tier 6 relic pack. Use the coupon code T6RPK. There is a limit of 1 per account.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Pick it up. It's a free relic.
I have not done this.
Also, the Steed of Nightwood is still on sale all March long. It is a very pretty dyed pony.
Yeah, it looks pretty fantastic when it's dyed. But
and it's 250. It's a 1995 turbine point.
It's 250 morale, 68% speed. You're just saying half of the things that are in your head right now.
Well,
you just said it's 250.
It's a 250 horse. All right. All right,
what does that mean? It's a 250 horse.
Most people know.
They do not.
Krell knew. Anyways, double bonus points until March 25th. In case you missed the earlier post, there is a double points.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't mention this.
Oh, you are not with it.
It's in the frickin' store post. You read it then. Fine, go ahead.
You're doing fine. Go ahead.
No.
There is a double bonus points. It's because you're reading verbatim. That's your problem. You're not cognitively really realizing what you're saying. It's just
that I cognitively realized by saying that. So
I realize that you're a turd butt. there is a double bonus points sale in the Lotro store this week until March 25th. If you buy a pack, you're going to get some extra double bonus points, basically, for the same price. These are typically the best sales that we see on Turbine Points, and it's a great time to pick it up. So I'm guessing that this point sale is due to packs, because it's going to be extended over, you know, when packs is...
Usually this, the sale doesn't go on this long. Does it? I mean, usually
well,
it's like
they might be tying in like Bull Roar Took Day and all that
right.
stuff.
But usually it's just like a weekend, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a nice little extended sale.
It's a pretty long one. I can't go any further because my page won't load.
Are you sure that are you ready for me to handle it? All right. So before I get hit, quest packs are 25% off. These are, you know, standard quest packs, which are free for VIPs. What can I say? If you're looking for one, it's a good time to pick it up. If you're wondering if they ever go on sale for cheaper, last week we mentioned that a reader or a listener sent us in a spreadsheet. You can go take a look at the quest packs.
It happens sometimes. Sometimes we'll see it for a little bit cheaper. We've seen like 35% off sales. We've seen 50% off sales. But 25% off is pretty average and pretty good. And it's been a long time since we've seen a quest pack sale, honestly. I think that maybe, I don't even think we saw one in the December deals. I didn't look in the December deals, but I think the last time before that was like November. So it's been a while.
Black Friday, yeah.
So it's been a while since we've had a content sale. So this is, if you've been looking to pick up some next quest zone, it's a good time.
Okay. Also, Legacies are 25% off. Thumbs down, really. I don't really think that this is something that you need. However, if you really want a specific legendary item legacy, here you go. You can get one. Scroll of
Calamity. There you go.
Well, I'm just saying, it's really
easy. I'm with you then. What else could you say?
It's really easy to get these. Of course, you slab them on from your own. They're level 2. I've never looked at them in the store, so I don't know if they come on any. Are they any higher when you get them through
the
store? I don't know. Okay, so Scroll of Combination is 25% off. This will increase your critical success of 25% off. Works through tier through 7 relics. This is for when you're combining relics at the forge.
Okay.
If you really want it, here you go. I don't really think it's very worth it. I mean, I don't think that critical combinations with relics are all that special most of the time. I've only had one time where it was like, wow, that was awesome. And most of the time it's like, oh, thanks for like 50 extra shards. I appreciate that. There's also the relic removal scroll. This is good this is something that I've used before. If you have higher level relics and you don't play the game, I mean, if you don't play the relic game that often, I can see you using this when you switch to another legendary item. That's what I've done, and I'll probably do that on my characters again, because I want to keep those relics because I don't play the legendary item game that much. It's a big deal for me to get a tier 9 relic and then to just give it up. Yeah,
I didn't know they went to 9.
Well, they didn't because they were making it easier. And then they released tier 6 and there are tier 7.
They were back
7,
up to
and
8.
Tier 8 and then tier 9.
So we have a 9 now?
Oh, yeah, we do. And now we have mounted combat ones. And for making a system less less confusing. They sure did a good job of just cranking it right back up there. So these are, as you know, it's $150. It's not that expensive. So it's worth it to me not to grind it right back up to tier 9. So there you go.
It's $146 on sale.
Yeah, it's $146 on sale. Max morale and power scrolls. Increase your max morale and your power for 90 minutes. It's 11 to 169 turbine points on sale. If you're having a tough time, hey, why not? It's good for a little extra push.
I could see this also for like raid groups who are like, we're learning how to do this fight. You know, I'll buy this. It'll last me an hour and a half to practice on this boss fight over and over and over.
Yeah, and there's been, I've had several like kill quests where I've been like, oh, I just need a little bit more to get by this. And I used it when there were Destiny perks, but I haven't used it since they've gone to this store. Thanks for that, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, I did not like that. Do not like.
And all right, final news is there are free forest green dye available. I'm guessing this is tied with the St. Patrick's Day / Bull Roarer Took Day again. But you can get 2 free green forest dye. It's the same coupon code, but you have to buy them one at a time. You can use this code twice. The code is GREEN3. Not 2, because you're getting 2 of them. 3.
Not 1. Not 2, but 3. 3, sir.
So just, and it's only the forest green, just so you know. Forest green dye. It's important. I don't want people to accidentally buy it.
I understand. I'm laughing because they've been so good at these codes, and they're like, oh. They're like, 2, 3. Ah, dang. I mistyped it. Oh, well.
Maybe they were going to give us 3, and then they decided against it. Yeah. But forgot to change the code.
The green dye. It's limited
quantity. But they're like, we can't give a 3. We don't want to overpower them.
You know, if they did 3, then you could do your hat, chest, and pants.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Your shoulders, your cloak, your shoes, your hands.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you could dye.
So you had a nice little post about verifying your VIP monthly turbine points to make sure that you got them. Because you didn't. And in fact, a lot of people didn't. And you know what? I should look to make sure I did.
You haven't?
I don't know.
I have told the whole world to check and you haven't. You're so funny. So basically, we got a note, we got a post from Carpe Noctum on the forums saying that they, I'll quote it here, "We are happy to announce that we have fixed the issue that was preventing players from receiving their VIP points. As many players have been affected by this issue, it's going to take a bit for the points to go out. All VIP points should be granted to affected players by the end of the day on Sunday, March 10th. Affected players who also have received VIP points between the 15th and March 8th, it's February 15th and March 8th, but didn't get it. If you were impacted by this issue and still have not received your 500 VIP points by 11:59 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, please contact account support and they'll be happy to assist you." So I did check. I went into my account. If you go into the Lotro store, click on my account, and then there's like a purchase history or view history, right, or something like that. You can see both what you've spent and what's incoming. And it should say subscriber bonus for your VIP bonus. I saw mine on January 30th and nothing for the month of February. So I called. They did take it. They have no hold music.
They really?
I didn't know if I was connected. Like my phone was saying that I was connected. So I just left it. But I was like, is anybody going to answer this? So if you don't get any hold music, don't freak out. I did get connected to somebody. The gentleman that helped me was very kind. He just said, I said I didn't get my VIP points. He goes, let me check. Oh, nope, you should. I see you don't have them. Blah, blah, blah. Now you have them. And I saw them immediately in game. It was that fast. So it wasn't that big of a deal to fix. But the more people that I talked to, like, I mentioned it on Twitter that I didn't do it, thinking that I was an anomaly, thinking that I, you know, out of all these people that were affected, I, you know, my account somehow missed the fix. And there was some sort of, like, discussion, like, a representative told somebody who left a comment on our thing that it was lifetime accounts that were affected that didn't get the fix.
Okay.
But I know people who don't have lifetime accounts that were affected. So don't think just because, oh, I'm not lifetime, I shouldn't check. Everybody should check. If you're a VIP at all, check to see if you got your February points or early March, because they didn't do the fix until March 10th. So just make sure that if you get to, you got your points. That's all I'm hoping you check. If you live out of the country, if you're not a U.S. citizen and calling long distance is not feasible for you, you can call with Skype. You can try that.
That's true.
Katani did that. I think that Lotro gave her that suggestion via Twitter, and she did do that. And so that worked for her. But if you can't do that either, there you can do a support ticket, but you have to pay attention. They're going to send you an automatic reply saying, does one of these things fix your issue? And you have to reply and say, no, I don't have my VIP points. And it's not going to become a ticket until you do that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Also,
you had Fredalist says Google Voice works too.
Oh, that's a good one as well. Also, you had a very nice anti-fashion Fashion Week post. And
oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted one more thing, I think.
Okay.
I forgot what I was saying. Never mind. I guess I lost it.
You were talking about Google Voice, Skype.
The fastest way to do this is by the phone, by the way. I've heard of people who did it through the support ticket that went really quickly.
I would do it by the phone.
But the phone is the, you'll get really connected with somebody right away. And like I said, it was fixed immediately. So yeah. Did you check yours? Do you have your points?
I did. I got them today.
But did you, are you supposed to get them today?
I usually get them on the 30th. So, but I got them today.
That's weird.
Yeah. Apparently I'm.
So you think that was your February points?
If I don't get another one by the 30th, I will call. And let them know that they owe me points.
Okay. Well, I just want, and I'm not, like, I don't know what happened. They obviously thought they fixed it, and it didn't fix for a lot of people. Because there's, the only reason I'm bringing this up is there's a lot of people that I've discussed this with, both, like, friends that I play with in-game and know, like, some of the dumbs were missing their points. And just, you know, just from CSTM people on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus who are saying, you know what? I checked and I don't have mine either. It was a large enough margin that it was worth me posting about it. And that's why I'm warning everybody here.
Well, I think you did a good job. You also did a good job at outfitting your burglar and your minstrel, but your lore master and hunter are
crying. Well, those are not my cosmetics. None of those pictures are my cosmetics. That's what the armor that my characters are wearing. And most of them are not so bad. They're kind of bland, maybe, and kind of a little clunky looking. Like, Golden Star is wearing all high bold armor, so hers all matches. And my burglar is mostly wearing Moria gear, so most of hers matches as well. But when I went to go, I made a new outfit for my Runekeeper. I went and opened up her character screen and went, ugh!
It's pretty bad.
She's wearing blue pants, red gloves, a yellow top, green shoulders, an indigo hat, a green satchel, and a, like, an orangish cape. She
pretty bad.
Looks like a hobo. Like, she's like, oh, I found this shirt. I'm going to put it on.
It does kind of look like that. I will give you that. But, you know, good job on...
I didn't post the picture of what she now looks like, but I did post that, like, on Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus. So you want to see her new outfit, which I said is a little roguish. I replaced her Runekeeper satchel with a the treasure bag on your hip.
Nice.
And then she's kind of got like a tight, it looks like a leather outfit. She's an adventurer with money. So, like I said, it looks a little roguish, but I think it really fits her, so I'm excited.
All right.
I don't know how to play her, but she looks great.
Yeah. Aw. Our little girl is over playing Batman.
They gave her birthday present already?
Yes. It's on Facebook. I went to go look for your thing.
Oh, you're looking for my picture?
Yeah. I'm going over there.
You're going to go play Batman?
I am. Okay. I miss my kiddo.
Yeah, she's at Oma's house. In CSTM news this week, we also had the winner of the Riders of Rohan giveaway. It went to a Peter. He didn't say, like, where Peter lives or anything. It's just Peter. Peter has an email from me in his email box right now. All he has to do is respond to that, and I will send him his Riders of Rohan Legendary Edition code. If Peter does not get back with me, I'll give him a couple days. But if he does not get back with me within a couple days, I'll pick somebody else, because I really want this code to be given to somebody who's going to use it.
Okay. All right, in community news, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey is available for digital download at Amazon and on iTunes.
Yeah, this is, it is HD, but it is, like, their theatrical release, basically.
Right.
Right. But you can get it early. It doesn't release until Tuesday. You can get it now.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. It actually
should. You know, I don't even know if I need a physical disc anymore. Do I need the physical disc?
No, not really. You really don't. So, and this should have been available, like, a lot sooner. But, you know, I know there's
what
a lot
mean?
Of...
It was, like,
I think they should Friday? I think they should release it as soon as it's going to theaters. That's what I think.
What would be the theaters would shut down, because I would never go to a theater.
Exactly. I don't usually go to a theater anyway, so... Yeah. Oh, well. This week in polls, daily quests. Or last week's poll... Daily quests. Do you like them? What one is your favorite? Is it festivals? All types? Whatever. So this one was made by you, and there was a total of 660 voters.
I don't think I did this, did I?
I thought you did. I thought you wrote. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, no. It was suggested by Kazrin.
Yeah.
All right. So.
You're not smart enough for this.
The winner at 37% was I dislike all daily quests. 15% said festival. 11% said I like them all. 11% said instance and skirmish dailies. 9% said height bold. 5% said crafting dailies. 5% said task board. 4% said reputation. And 3% said other and left a comment. This week's poll.
What did you vote?
I dislike them all.
Yeah, I think that my answer really is I dislike them all. The only ones that I'm willing to do are the festival ones. It's because I want the cosmetics. They're limited time cosmetic. They're going away in a couple weeks or a week or whatever, and I want them. And that's the only thing that'll motivate me to do a daily. Like, I complained up and down about the changes they did to the Yule Festival and making me do that stupid crap 200 times just so I can get their exclusive rewards. But I did it because that's the only way I care about dailies.
I usually enjoy them for a little bit and then I get bored. So that's what happens. All right, this week's poll is...
I think everybody does that though. Like the first time it's just a regular quest. By like the third or fifth time you're like, yeah, I've done this. And then by like the 77th time you're like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I'm so done with this. You disagree?
No, I totally agree. What else can you say? Yeah, there. I get done with it too. I don't. Yeah. All right. This week's poll is: are you happy when mythical coins drop from your loot box? And in our final,
that one's from Krell, by the way.
Okay.
Krell suggested that one. I don't make polls anymore. If it wasn't for all these super smart people sending me polls, we would have no polls.
Alright. This week's Riddles in the Dark, which is a bi-weekly podcast by Dr. Corey Olson, the Tolkien professor, and David Cale, discussion focusing on the themes.
And Trish Lambert.
Oh, and Trish Lambert.
You don't have the updated text I have on there.
Okay. This discusses the themes, characters, and events of Middle-earth that will be translated into the films done by Peter Jackson. You can find more Riddles in the Dark in a link in our show notes. Riddle 2.04, under what circumstances will the dwarves be captured by the wood elves? A, elves are sent out to capture the dwarves and do so after they are freed from the spider web casings. This is the book answer. B, elves are sent out to capture the dwarves, but they have to rescue them from the spider web casings to do so. C, elves encounter the dwarves by chance or seek them benevolently after they are freed from the spider webs. And D, elves encounter the dwarves by chance or seek them benevolently and rescue them from the spider web casings.
Let's be.
I'm going to go with D. I think it's going to be by chance. And it's going to be Legolas and Kate from Lost.
Well, they're obviously going to save them because you know that those two dorks are going to be fighting.
I've seen the Lego packaging.
So, you know that's going to happen. But we'll see. I'm going to say B. They're sent out. They know that the dwarves are there and they went to go get them. Because in the book at least, the dwarves run across an elf party.
Right.
And they're chasing after it because they're hungry.
Right. And eventually the elves are like, this is dumb.
And they just disappear.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden there's spiders everywhere. So.
And that's when they capture Thorin.
The elves knew that the dwarves are there, and that's why I think they're going to be sent out to get them.
Well, we will see, because we will go watch it. And we like it. Right?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Moving on to Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, we have a voicemail this week.
Hey guys, this is JP Ray. I'm an avid listener. I've been listening probably since January, so about 3 months now. Really love your stuff. Think it's great. Had a question because I don't think I'm the only listener who probably has had this problem. I can't log in to the forums, and I know you guys have been talking about raffles and other things that I can't participate in. I'm a lifetime member. I buy turbine points. I'm a very casual player, so I play off and on depending on how my real life is going. But, I keep hearing you guys talk about things that I simply can't participate in. I've called them twice. One time they put in a trouble ticket for me, and I got a reply that said, we at Tech Support can't do anything. We're escalating this to the web department. Never heard anything back. Called again, and basically they said, well, we're aware of this issue, but we don't know when it's going to be fixed. So I just wanted to know if there was anyone else out there who's having this problem, or if you guys have heard of this problem before, and what the solution is, if any of them. I mean, my inclination is to start a whole new account, like a free account, so that I can log in the forums and reply and do things, but that's not going to help my existing characters at all, I don't think. So I don't really, for raffles or anything. So it's just frustrating, and I wanted to vent a little and see if you guys had any feedback or recommendations or knew anything at all about this. Maybe someone at LOTRO will actually listen to this podcast, hear this problem, and maybe fix it someday. Keep up the great work. Love your podcast. Hope you guys are doing great. Thanks again.
All right, well, thank you, JP. And you actually had an answer for him.
Yeah, so I've heard of other people having this problem. You don't want to create a new account to post, because I think that's against the rules, just to post.
It might be.
So
you don't troll or whatever.
Right. Someone who got forum perma briefly. They're not very upfront about that happening or why. Krell says, do not start a new account to post. So yeah, I think that is right. But anyway, what I did is I looked on Turbine Support. They do have a queue, like a FAQ for their forum support. And the second question is, why can't I log into the forums? They can log into the game. They can log into their account. They can't log into the forums. It's the exact problem that JP is having. So I sent him that. And the suggestion that they had was to log into the game and to use there is a MyLOTRO thing you can do in game. So you can get to the lore book in game is what the point of it is. So they suggest to use that, and you'll see a captcha, and you enter the captcha, and then it's supposed to magically fix everything. And he's not really sure. He did this, and it did work for him, but he wasn't sure. I think he tried several suggestions at once, so he wasn't sure which one was the key that got it to unlock. But he did. He said, I got the captcha, and now I can log into the forum. So he is fixed. Yay!
Yay!
So I'll have the link to that support FAQ thing. If you're having the same problem, you can go to our show notes, find that link, and then try it like JP did and see if you can get fixed.
Awesome.
I fixed things.
Good. That's awesome. Odd Wolf Rikes. Hello, Golden Star and Merrick. Odd Wolf here. Still enjoying the podcast every week. Don't know if you can post this on your site or maybe mention in the podcast, but here it goes. I noticed the store had an item called the War Leader Starter Package with update 10. Details here, and he includes the link. Actually, there's a starter package for each monster class, but since I had our fresh rank 0 war leader with absolutely no skills, I took a look at this package and the breakdown for each skill and trait from the site.
That's why I included this, because I'm never going to buy this.
Right.
And Odd Wolf did. And he actually went above and beyond, because I said, I'd like to read this post on the show. And he bought a couple more and to tell us about this. So this is a rather long email, but it's all about those new monster class bundles that we talked about last week.
Right.
Please continue.
Okay. It contains the following traits. Empowering Rage, 0 trait. Rank 0 trait for 195 turbine points increases the in-combat power regeneration and tactical mastery. You can also get this for 500 commendations in-game, but if you buy this package, you can spend those points elsewhere. Harsh Language, rank 2 trait for 295 turbine points improves healing skills, plus 25% outgoing healing. It's a very nice trait. Racial Skill, Imposing Presence, rank 5 skill for 395 turbine points. Your presence inspires those around you for greater strength, mostly through fear. Plus 10 maximum health, plus 10% maximum power. This is like a minstrel's tale in that it will buff you and your fellowship. It also contains the following corruptions. Health for Power, rank 1, which is 195 turbine points, which gives 5% maximum health and power. Physical Mitigation Boost, 195 turbine points, which gives 608 physical mitigation. Critical Protection Boost, which gives 608 critical defense, also 195 turbine points. All this comes to a value of 2,945 turbine points. The entire package is 2,995 turbine points, and it does include a store exclusive cosmetic for your war leader, which is 995 turbine points sold separately. The total value of the package comes to 3954 turbine points. With the sales going on this week, the traits and skills are 35% off, but not the corruptions. You could buy the skill sets for...
That was last week's sale. Yeah. They're not on sale anymore, just so you know. He was talking about last week's sale.
Right. In essence, with a sale, everything including the appearance would set you back 3,122 turbine points. So the package is still a slightly better deal for 2,995 turbine points. Now, some of those skills are and traits are low rank and can be gotten with commendations too, but I still think it's a very nice deal. If you're starting out, this package will give you some really nice skills, some okay traits, some starter corruptions being similar to virtues for creeps, and you don't and if you don't care for the appearance, the package is less interesting, but only while the sale is going on. If you love the store-exclusive looks, then the package is a better deal any day. I have not yet taken the time to look at the other packages, yet he did. In his follow-up, he took a look at the Warg starter package. Same value as the War Leaders at 2,955 turbine points in skill and traits, or 3,950 when you factor in the in-game appearance. Gives you 2 must-have skills, which are very low rank, by the way, one nice skill. One nice low rank trait and 2 very nice higher rank traits. The corruptions are okay. One of them he would never use, he says, power for damage. Personally, he feels that the war leader gets better stuff, but this might also depend on your playing style. All in all, Odd Wolf thinks that the starter package will be around 2,955 turbine points in value, which is not a bad deal. It's not super great, but with the cosmetic thrown in, it's a very good starter package.
And we talked about the cosmetic. You loved the cosmetics. We talked about.
I do. I think the cosmetic skins are really good.
I think that you're probably going to like the cosmetic being thrown in. So I thank you so much, Odd Wolf, for... I didn't want you to go and look at the other stuff, and he didn't have to buy this stuff. Hopefully he didn't buy this for me, because I said, oh yeah, I'd really value your opinion. He's like, I'll go look at the other one. Oh my. But thank you so much for your input, because I don't know enough about the monster play anyway to feel smart enough to tell people that this is a good value or not. So I think that your opinion was very helpful. Thank you. We had an email from Brigo. Dear Mom, well, it says M&G. M&G. I met this guy while doing my Garsfield Guppy Quest. That's one of the Hypeball Dailies. I shared the secret to finding the guppies, only to see him start pulling in legendary bows. By the way, he never did share what bait he was using. Briggo Broadbelt, the Marauder's Kin, on the Crick Hollow server. So he sent me a screenshot, and sure enough, the dude has this giant epic-looking bow at the end of his fishing pole. He fished up a bow. I will have a picture of this in the show notes, so you don't have to like rely on my stupid description of it. But yeah, and there's a fish too. There's a fish attached. Maybe the fish came with a bow. Maybe the fish
has a bow. Maybe the fish is the bow.
Maybe the fish is a hunter. Maybe the fish.
Maybe the fish pooped the bow.
Maybe the fish is an archer. Maybe the fish is a fletcher. Maybe the fish makes bows.
Maybe the legendary items drop so often that even fish have them.
Even fish have them.
It's possible.
It was a cute screenshot. Thank you, Brigo. Our final email is from Ralph.
Hi, my father-in-law.
I know. It's like, my dad? My dad's name's Ralph. Golden Star. Happy anniversary. I started celebrating anniversaries in my birthday after a certain age ending with a 9. This is just another anniversary of your 29th birthday. Doesn't that sound better? Ralph.
Right.
Thank you, Ralph.
In player achievements, Agrius says, Agrius, pronounced A.E. Grays, so I wasn't even close, of the legendary Thorgan B from Lorelin. This week I listened to my first live CSDM after staying up until 2:30 a.m. to hear it, but I can't listen to this week, so listen to Merrick slaughter my name as I begin as being the photographer at my cousin's engagement party. Anyway, I logged into my arcade this weekend to see his power jumped over 4,000. I managed to get level 58 and kindred with some iron garrison guard, so more lightning damage. Woo! I also sent
He's probably someone who knows how to use his runekeeper.
Right. I also sent off the stuff, the craft to my kinship to make my level 60 second agers. I say the craft as the kin and I am in is just me and some of my friends, as one of them owns a Eastment Master with full crafting guild rep in every profession. He now makes over 10 gold a day by selling dyes on the AH. Maybe he should talk to you so you could sell dye on the AH and make over 10 gold a day. He also records every AH sale as he has ever had and how much gold he sold for and did not sell it, but in a spreadsheet and in a little red book in his PC to make note of everything he makes for us. This guy is your heart. Your soulmate, by the way.
I know. Spreadsheets for sales. You're wonderful.
Whatever floats your boat, I guess. Have fun out there. A.E. Grays of the Friends of Thorgenby from Lorelin. Plus, more EU love. Well, we'll try.
Well, yeah, we don't hate the EU. We usually record at this time, not because it's the worst time ever for EU users. It's because we could almost guarantee that Baby Hobbit will be sleeping, and so we'll both be free to do this.
It took me an hour of trying to get her to take a nap today, to get her to take a nap. And this was the whole argument. I'm not tired. I want to get up. I'm like, I'm so tired. Please go to sleep.
You know you're tired. Well, the thing is, too, she got up so early this morning. She got up before the sun this morning, and she sat up, and I saw that she sat up, and I said, it's still dark time. Go back to sleep. And she put her head on the pillow for a second, and then she got back up. She's like, no, I'm getting up.
When are you going to be a teenager so you just want to get up and you want mommy and daddy to sleep in so you don't have to see their faces anymore?
Anyway, Paul Wirtz says, our pickup group of 12 level 85s got wiped several times in the Battle of Erebor set to level 20. Not especially good achievement, is it? Set to level 20? How hard is this dungeon?
Wow.
I haven't tried it yet.
Ezekiel says,
but I'm scared.
Alex Hill, champion of Eriador, champion of Nimrodil, level 85, sheriffs of Nimrodil. We are currently in discussion about a new name and kinship. in the last week, ran through several level 65 Stoneheights solo for the lulz. Meanwhile, discussing with a kinmate my disappointment with the instance fighter and how no one ever seems to use it to get a group. I know, Sip was telling me the other day that he gets in the instant finder and it never picks him up.
Well, I think that most people have, like, they get a group together and then they use the instance finder to randomly assign them a dungeon. And that way they get the bonuses, but nobody actually uses the instance finder to find a group.
That's weird.
That's how people use it, though.
And how I think remote looting is one of the first steps toward a cross-server instance finder. Oh, God, please, yes. As long as people use it to actually find a group. I got into a group with it. Tier 1 warg pens with a guardian and a hunter. Despite the lack of heal, we won! The guardian had to drop after that, and the hunter and I duoed an 85 school. No challenge mode. Dunric of Rohan, Captain of Nimrodil, level 40. Starting at level 33, Dunric finished off Book 3, Volume 1, and went off into Evendim. Because that's what you do when you hit 30. No other place worth leveling in.
It's true.
After helping hapless hobbits in Oatbarton and Dwelling, he continued on towards Tinadir and eventually made it to level 40. Now he's on hiatus as Daesmuin. Yeah, I say that out loud. Is taking over to
even level he knows 40 it's bad.
To 50. I actually did stuff. Yay!
Daesmuin. Sirayeth? I'm sure that's wrong. Hey, this is Sirith, officer and guild from the Riddermark server. Been an eventful past week. I got my Cappy to level 77 and ran him through Drygox successfully. I also ran school at Thane Mirrodin a couple dozen times for scales, as well as a battle for Erebor 3 times. Of course, my lack of luck would have it that the random number generator hates me, and I didn't get as much by the way of loot. Finally, I have taken my mini from level 35 to level 44 through crafting, and I plan to keep going.
Very nice. All right, reviews, we'd like to thank JP Rhea 25, and in donations, we'd like to thank Paul W.
Rick B.
Brigbo of Crick Hollow.
I think that's Brigo.
Brigo.
There's no other B in there. Michael L.
And Mary H. And how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam socially if you want to be like all social with us. We can leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on our website, casualstrolltomordor.com/live.
All right, so thank you everybody for tuning in, downloading, streaming, whatever it is that you do to consume the podcast. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
That's right.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.